At the joint session held last Thursday, county officials heard that when Promontory was approved in 2001, the project anticipated up to about 500 employees. The development approval called for 37 units of employee housing. Two of those have been built at Promontory's equestrian facility. The issue came up because of Promontory's newest proposals. They want to build a conference center adjacent to the current Jet Necklace Clubhouse and 26 nightly rentals in the same location. Eastside Planning Commissioner Tom Clyde said the planning panel was reluctant to approve those changes until there was an employee housing plan set up. County Council Member Kim Carson said it looks like Promontory is not complying with the employee housing requirement of their approval. She quoted from that provision.
All employee housing shall be produced by the developer within a reasonable time schedule. You know, that hasn't occurred.
To be approved by the county,
that hasn't occurred.
Which correlates
to the construction of employment generators. So that hasn't occurred. So I'd say right now, you're technically in default of the development agreement.
Something that looks like this, Chris.
I would suggest making a timeline.
Eastside Planning Commissioner Bill Wild said that after 18 years, it's time for the project to build all the employee units. The general counsel representing Promontory, Sean Potter, said that in a 2007 amendment, developers planned to put the employee units in the final phase of the project, which was South Point. That was reaffirmed in 2016 when South Point became a separate business entity and sought to take a new development plan to the county. Given that, Councilmember Chris Robinson asked Potter who has the task of building the units.
So who do we need to talk to in order to make good on the 37 units, you or the South Point people?
It is still Promontory's obligation to construct those units, but the location has been defined and the allocation of the density is in the South Point, so both of us are involved.
What are you willing to do without being held to it at this point? I don't think Bill asked a crazy question.
No,
37 units, first of all, it's not a lot of units. It has been a long time. You've built how many homes?
600. About 600.
600 homes. What's your total build out?
1,600.
Potter said he's relatively new on the job, having joined Promontory last summer.
Well, 18 years is how long Promontory's been around.
Is that a reasonable period of time?
To do what?
To build affordable housing.
18 years?
Yes. I mean, it's just a sniff test if I...
The connection I'm saying is it's tied to employment generation, and so even though it's been going for 18 years from the time dirt was moved,
well, haven't there
employment
been,
generation
there obviously 124 employees, so
sure.
There's been some generation occur.
Yeah, as I'm saying, we're not saying we don't want to do it. We would like to get started. We'd like to move forward.
The group also heard from Rich Sontag, a member of the Eastside Commission and previously the general manager for Promontory. He said he doesn't think Promontory is in default, given what the Eastside Planning Commission wanted previously.
The context at that time was Eastern County didn't have anything about housing, employee or affordable. This was only in our plan because Promontory had started out in the Snidaville Basin Planning Commission. They then changed the planning boundaries, put Promontory into the Eastern County, and we just kept those provisions in there. The Eastern County at that time had absolutely no interest in our building it. In fact, they specifically allowed us in 2007 to put it in the final phase of development because they didn't want kids from employee housing in school in South Summit.
The group discussed having Promontory come back to the Eastside Commission with a plan in 30 or 45 days. Potter said they could come up with a plan in a month. He told us they want to move forward and do it right.
You know, Promontory want to, abide by its obligations with employee housing. It's important to Promontory to do this. It's a competitive advantage, and we intend to follow through and come up with a really good plan.
Promontory General Counsel Sean Potter. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.